If this seems a little strange, it seems strange to all the members here too. So let me explain a bit of what our service will look like this morning. We've got several scripture readings from the book of Proverbs, which we just finished a sermon series in Proverbs. The first 9 chapters tell us so much about God and His character, and also what our character should be as we follow Him. And so you see throughout that we're faced with these different choices. Are we going to be people of integrity, or are we going to be people of deception? Are we going to be people of lust or love, righteousness or wickedness? And the most basic one is wisdom versus foolishness. So be listening for the wisdom of God all throughout our readings. So I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing if you're visiting, but there's no sermon today. Okay? but I hope that you're just as lifted up, just as challenged, and we're just as edified to be more and more faithful to our God as we go through this service. During the readings, we'll have different people reading from their seats, and I'll just bring the microphone to you. We've got several men and women who've agreed to read the different sections from Proverbs 1 to 9 that have been selected today. So, Proverbs 1, 1 through 7. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. For gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
From Proverbs, the 2nd chapter. My child, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as if for silver and search for it as a hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path.
Wisdom will save you from the ways of the wicked, from those whose words are perverse, who have left the straight paths to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. Thus you will walk in the ways of the good and keep to the paths of the righteous, for the upright will live in the land and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land and the unfaithful will be torn from it.
Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will find favor and a good name in the sight of God and of people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones.
Do not plot harm against your neighbor who lives truthfully near you. Do not accuse anyone for no reason when they have done you no harm. Do not envy the violent or choose any of their ways. For the Lord detests the perverse, but takes the upright into His confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but He blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks the proud mockers, but shows favor on the humble and the oppressed. The wise inherit honor, but fools get only shame.
Proverbs 4:20-27. My child, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words, for they are life to those who find them, and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet, and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil.
My child, pay attention to my wisdom. Turn your ear to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion, and your lips may preserve my knowledge. For the lips of the adulterous woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But the end of her is bitter as gall, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life. Keep her paths, wander aimlessly, but she does not know it. Keep to a path far from her. Don't go near the door of her house.
Drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. Should your springs overflow in the streets, your streams of water in the public squares, let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth. A loving doe, a graceful deer, may her bosom satisfy you always. May you ever be intoxicated with her love. Why, my son, be intoxicated with another man's wife? Why embrace the bosom of a wayward woman?
Wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servants, and she calls from the highest point of the city. Let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, come, eat my bread and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of insight.
Folly is an unruly woman. She is simple and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are deep in the realm of the dead.
Thank you, all the readers. You saw throughout that we have choices to make between righteousness, wickedness, lust, love, integrity, deception. Are we going to live in God's wisdom or the foolishness of the world? And I hope you notice with the songs John just led, from My Eyes Are Dry, My Faith Is Old, I Have Nothing to Come With, and then Oh For a Faith That Will Not Shrink. We're praying for this faith to come that will sustain us through life. Then turn my heart, O Lord, like rivers of water. Just a closer walk with Thee. Grant it, Jesus, this is my plea. And Lord, take control of everything, my heart, my mind, my soul, my body. Lord, you take control of it. And so, as we've sung these songs, we've turned our will and our lives over to the care of our Father. I want to show you a short video. It's about 3 minutes long, that encapsulates the book of Proverbs, and providentially perhaps Sean brought up this same video in our Bible class this morning, and so I was just smiling to myself knowing that I was going to show it during the worship service. But if you would, let's give ear to this.
We're going to start by meeting the book of Proverbs, the brilliant young teacher. And she's not just smart, she's smart about everything. Work, relationships, sex, spirituality. She has incredible insights, things you wouldn't see on your own.
Yeah, she would be the perfect friend to have around when you need really specific advice.
So what makes her so smart?
Well, Proverbs can see things that most people don't see. She believes that there's an invisible creative force in the universe that can guide people in how they should live. And you can't see it, just like you can't see gravity, but it affects everything that we do.
So what's this force?
Well, in Hebrew, it's called chokhmah, and it usually gets translated into English as wisdom. It's an attribute of God that God used to create the world. And chokhmah has been woven into the fabric of things and how they work. So wherever people are making good or just or wise decisions, they're tapping into chokhmah.
And whenever someone's making a bad decision, they're working against chokhmah.
Right, or as it says in Proverbs chapter 1, the waywardness of fools will destroy them, but the one who listens to wisdom lives in security.
So it's like a moral law of the universe.
Yeah, it's a cause-effect pattern, and no one can escape it. And Proverbs personifies all of this as a woman.
Yeah, Lady Wisdom.
Right, and she roams around the earth, calling out, making herself available to anyone who's willing to listen to her and to learn. Which leads to the second thing Proverbs believes, that anyone can access and interact with wisdom and use it to make a beautiful life for yourself or for others.
You can create with it like a designer.
Yes, in fact, chokhmah in Hebrew isn't simply intellectual knowledge. The word is also used to describe a skilled artisan who excels at their craft, like woodworking or stonemasonry. So you show you possess chokhmah when you put it to work and develop the skill of making a good life.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's do this. Let's go find some wisdom.
But before you do, Proverbs has one more really important thing to consider. Chokhmah isn't some impersonal force. It's an attribute of God himself. And so in Hebrew thought, your journey to becoming wise has to begin with what Proverbs calls the fear of the Lord. It's this healthy respect for God's definition of good and evil. And true wisdom means learning those boundary lines and not crossing them.
Now, all those ideas you just unpacked are in chapters 1 through 9 in Proverbs. But when I think of the book of Proverbs, I think of the collection of sayings, the Proverbs themselves. Tell me about those.
Yeah, those are what you find in chapters 10 on to the end of the book. It's a collection of hundreds and hundreds of proverbs about any and all aspects of life. And chokhmah gets applied to them, resulting in this wise guidance to help you find a path towards success, and no matter what you do.
If I design my life with these sayings, life is going to be good.
Yeah, or as Proverbs puts it, it'll give health to your bones, prosperity, a long, rich life.
Which is a really big claim.
But you can see how it's often the case. Wise people, they tend to do better. Things usually work out well for them in life. And so that is the promise and the wisdom of the book of Proverbs.
Chokhmah, the wisdom of God, which permeates the entire universe. This is the way the world is, that there's a creativity and wisdom that God has used to create everything the way he wants it to be, to create you the way he wants you to be. And even in Proverbs, we see that we have that ability to choose one path or the other. We have that responsibility as well. But as we've seen already, none of us is perfect. None of us is able to walk that good path every time, all the time. And otherwise, we would be sinless for ourselves and would have no need of a Savior. But the Savior was sent, whom Paul calls the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God became flesh. The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the one who lived perfectly in accordance with God's wisdom. We often think of him as being sinless, but do we think of him as being wise? That's really another aspect of Jesus, another aspect of our Savior, that he's got this ultimate wisdom and he invites each of us to walk on the path with him. And when we make mistakes, He forgives us, He corrects us, He brings us back alongside Him to guide us in this righteous path. And isn't it amazing? We've had an invitation to come share at His table, an invitation to share in His body, in His blood. This represents the fact that we have an invitation to share in His life. And we know that is life eternal, because even though He died on the cross and gave Himself willingly for us, He was raised again on the third day and is exalted at the right hand of God. And so let's look to Him, to Jesus Christ, as the one who can grant this wisdom and all the blessings that come along with it, because we're not going to be able to do it without Him.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
Let's bow. Father, as we conclude this time of worship, as we gather together as a group to worship You, we pray that individually we'll continue to worship You here on this Lord's Day and through the week. Thank You for Your Son, Jesus. As always, we pray our prayers through His holy name. Thank You for the lesson this morning and the scripture readings as we continue to walk through life in wisdom and look for the guidance in the book of Proverbs. Thank You, Lord, for this beautiful day and this holiday weekend. We pray Your safekeeping on those especially who are traveling, and keep them safe until they get to their home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.